This is Mark Steiner. Today is June the 17th. Welcome to This Day in History.
Sometimes we down young, sometimes below the law, sometimes we'll from America.
That was Sometimes by Bessie Jones. Field collector Alan Lomax called her the mother courage of American black traditions, given her desire to bring folk songs and stories to the world. She grew up in Dawson, Georgia, in a black farming community, only attending school through the age of 10. She had a child when she was only 12, and went to Florida, where she worked odd jobs after the death of her first husband. Eventually, she moved to St. Simon's Island, where she joined the Georgia Sea Island Singers. Her grandfather was an African-born slave, and he taught her songs he sang in the fields, which became part of her own work. We remember Bessie today, the day in 1984, that she passed away from leukemia. We all know the name Joan of Arc, St. Joan, the warrior saint burned at the stake. But it is her benefactor, who in reality was her nemesis, that we remember today. The man was crowned King of France today in 1429, Charles V. He was crowned because Joan of Arc defeated the British in a successful campaign. Not long after this, the king, just crowned, turned his back on Joan. Maybe because he didn't like being told what to do by a peasant, or maybe because he believed she was a witch or a heretic. But after she won the war that allowed him to be crowned king, he allowed her to be burned at the stake. And we remember an important moment in labor history today that took place in 1944 in Port Chicago, California. An ammunition depot exploded and killed 320 men assigned to handle explosives. Over 200 of them were African Americans. The Port Chicago disaster spurred 258 African-American men to refuse to return to work in what is known as the Port Chicago Mutiny, resulting in convictions for disobeying orders, bad conduct charges, and the loss of veterans' benefits. 50 of those men were charged and sent to jail to serve time. One of the few surviving Port Chicago 50 was pardoned many years later by President Bill Clinton. His name? Freddie Meeks. There are a few connected pieces of history today wrapped up in the legacies of Spanish colonization in what is now the United States. Today in 1821, the important state of Florida became part of the United States after Spain ceded control of all that land. Over 75 years later, in 1898 on this day, Spain and the United States had dealings again during the Spanish-American War. This is the day that Spanish troops surrendered to the United States after an intense battle in Santiago de Cuba. And the precursor to the Emancipation Proclamation was passed today in Congress in 1862. It was called the Second Confiscation Act, which said that slaves of Confederates who did not surrender within 60 days would be freed. It was an act designed to encourage the enslaved to flee, which they did, supplying the Union with information. One man who fled to the Union lines, March Haines, smuggled many enslaved people and acted as a spy for the Union troops. Originally, the act was opposed by Abraham Lincoln, because he thought it would encourage border states to side with the Confederacy. But he signed the act into law, which helped bolster the emancipation movement and lay the groundwork for the Emancipation Proclamation. Anthony Burns was born enslaved today in Stafford County, Virginia. In 1850, he escaped his enslavement and went to Boston, but was captured under the Fugitive Slave Act, under which he was ordered back to Virginia. But Bostonians protested and held demonstrations in defiance of that order. Just as he was being led to the ship headed to Virginia, after the trial, sympathizers to his cause pooled their money and purchased his freedom. He went on to get his degree from Oberlin College and became a Baptist preacher. And we remember some important anniversaries on this July the 17th. The doors opened to the African Episcopal Church of St. Thomas, the first black church in Philadelphia and the first black Episcopal church in the United States, today in 1792. It was founded by Absalom Jones, who walked away from St. George's Church because of its segregated policies. It was a power church of free black people that founded the Free African Society to build the black community and was active in the Underground Railroad. The second black woman to receive a patent did so on this day in 1888. Her name was Miriam E. Benjamin. She was a schoolteacher in Washington, D.C., and came up with the idea for a gong and signal chair for hotels. The chair allowed hotel patrons to press a button, which would alert a hotel attendant and illuminate a light on the chair. It's also the birthday of Toni Stone, born today in 1921 in St. Paul, Minnesota. She was the first of three women to play baseball professionally for the Negro Leagues. After 4 years in the league, she had to quit to become a nurse and a caretaker for her husband. And she passed away in 1996. And we celebrate the birthday of one of the original members of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. the great civil rights activist Lawrence Guillaume. He was born in Pass Christian, Mississippi in 1939 and was one of the few people in SNCC and one of the leaders of SNCC who actually came from Mississippi. He later became chairman of the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party in 1964. And here's a song for you, July the 17th. Today is the day that Hall of Fame jazz singer and songwriter Billie Holiday passed away in New York City. Before her death, she was diagnosed with cirrhosis of the liver and stopped drinking on doctor's orders, but soon relapsed. Those closest to her tried to get her to a hospital without luck. Later on May 31st, 1959, she was taken to the Metropolitan Hospital with liver and heart disease. In her hospital bed, as she lay dying, she was arrested and handcuffed for drug possession by the FBI, who had been targeting her for the last 20 years. The police guarded her room for a month and a half until they were court-ordered to leave when she was read her last rites by the Catholic Church. She died 2 days later. Today in 1959, with 70 cents in the bank, we remember the amazing Lady Day with her song, Ain't Nobody's Business If I Do.
Ain't nobody's business if I do. If I.
To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.